neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
An hour before the time, so this year about 7:15 p.m., we're not permitted to eat. So anytime that we are restricted as far as eating, like Shema, Merilah, and so on, that means 60 gram bread. So before we start Bedira, half an hour before the time, we must not eat bread, if you like to have something to eat, more than 60 gram bread. Even though the halakha is permitted to have some fruits, rice, tea, coffee, but some are strict also that it's better to not have anything before Bedira. And also work. We're not permitted to start any type of work at this time. And even learning is not permitted till we conclude the Bedira. So eating, working, and even learning is not permitted. Somehow that if it's Shiur Barabim, if is there a Shiur that usually takes place right after Arvit, it's permitted to go on with the Shiur. And after Shiur, they should announce to do the Bedirat Hametz, so to not cancel the Shiur, because the Shiur Ravua, and then they will announce everyone should go and do Bedirat Hametz. A question that is asked, if one did not get a chance to do his Arvit yet, so should he pray his Arvit or do the Bedira? Doctor, is that agree with you?
No.
No. Which comes first?
Arvit.
Why Arvit?
Because Arvit announces the night for the day of tomorrow started, so we do Bedira after.
So we have a general formula. Anything that we do constantly, that is Tadir.
First.
Right. Compared to something that we do once a year and once in a while.
We have all night.
I'm sorry?
We have all night.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. That's true. But
you say it after the regular week.
I'm sorry?
Like, for example, if you read something Torah for the Shavuot first and then Rosh Chodesh. The Arvit first and Bedigat also after.
Right, because it's more constant. But it's true that we have time till Chatzot, till the morning, some different ideas that do Arvit, but still, we should not put aside Arvit for the sake of Bedira. So if one did not get a chance to pray his Arvit, should do Arvit, because that's more Tadir, is done through the year, so we do Arvit every day. The Bedirat Hametz is once a year. So we should do Arvit first and then Bedira.
Koila nishamote, halel ko halelu ko, koila nishamo, nishamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.